Behind the last house on the cul-de-sac, a trail cuts through the woods, where runners, hikers, bicycles escape their neighborhoods. Raised and level, straight and true, goes both ways for several miles. The pavement ends, the trail continues on. And sometimes I'm awakened by a whistle before dawn, though the narrow gauge railroad is 55 years gone. It always ran a little late, so I guess I'm not surprised. Now subdivision passengers on the rail bed exercise. For profit, not adventure, they met after the Civil War to build an east-west line from Fredericksburg to Orange. In 20 years, the PF&P was hauling wood past Parker's store and passengers from town to dusty town. Past wheat fields, piles of timber, sprouting corn and muddy roads, 50 years before the auto could carry farmers' loads. Skinny dippers at Hazel Run under trestle as she goes by, only clothing in the bushes greets the eye. And sometimes I'm awakened by a whistle before dawn, though the narrow gauge railroad is 55 years gone. It always ran a little late, so I guess I'm not surprised. Now subdivision passengers on the rail bed exercise. 14 cars of lumber and one that's stockyard bound derailed near Alum Springs, 2 miles from the town. The cattle moved through the night till the tracks could be repaired. For another day, their lives had been spared. The children found a penny, white and thin and green, and a rusted bolt out in the brush, a piece of a machine. 40 miles of track and 4 steam trains sold for scrap in 38. The narrow gauge was finally out of date. And sometimes I'm awakened by a whistle before dawn, though the narrow gauge railroad is 55 years gone. It always ran a little late, so I guess I'm not surprised. Now subdivision passengers on the rail bed exercise. Well, it always ran a little late, so I guess I'm not surprised. It's really hard to run on time without the rails and ties.